Her son looked at her, startled, as if he could not credit what he was hearing. As you say, mother. I'll ask you again. What do you mean to do? Rob drew a map across the table, a ragged piece of old leather covered with lines of faded paint. One end curled up from being rolled. He weighted it down with his dagger. Both plans have virtues, but look, if we try to swing around Lord Tywin's host, we take the risk of being caught between him and the Kingslayer, and if we attack him, by all reports, he has more men than I do, and a lot more armored horses. The Great John says that it won't matter if we catch him with his breeches down. But it seems to me that a man who has fought as many battles as Tywin Lannister won't be so easily surprised. Good, she said. She could hear echoes of Ned in his voice, as he sat there, puzzling over the map. Tell me more. I'll leave a small force here to hold Moat Cailin, archers mostly, and march the rest down the causeway, he said. But once we're below the neck, I'll split our host in two. The foot can continue down the King's Road, whilst our horsemen cross the Green Fork at the Twins.